Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Karen. Let's talk about what's happening in the matter of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The former head of the National Choir testified in that hush money case. What do you think that his testimony can add to what the grand jury has heard already?
Well, I think their idea is that he is part of this whole thing to pay hush money. And he, his company pled guilty to some campaign finance issues because they did what they call catch and kill. They actually paid Stormy Daniels for her story and then killed it by not publishing it. So that, you know, basically helping Trump in his campaign. And so they didn't pay, they didn't call that a campaign contribution, and therefore that was a violation of the law. So I think what his testimony is going to do is to add to the idea that there was a plan to hush these women and that this did go, in fact, to support his campaign and could be deemed to be campaign contributions.
Former President Trump has been saying and posting what many would call inflammatory comments about this case and the prosecutor. At what point could this be a legal matter?
Well, you know, one that really I think is astounding was there was a picture posted of him with a baseball bat juxtaposed to the prosecutor's picture, and it looked like he was taking the baseball bat and wanting to hit the prosecutor. And I'm telling you, that's intimidation. You know, that could be inciting violence. It could be obstruction of justice. I mean, just imagine if a gangbanger was accused of crimes and started posting stuff like that on the internet. We'd all go like, wow, he's trying to, you know, he's threatening to kill the prosecutor. And, you know, having a president, former president, do that, is, you know, it's dangerous stuff. And again, if someone were to be injured or killed based upon this idea that, you know, these words that Trump is saying, it's really astounding. I think he should. I think it's really unfortunate. I think his lawyer even said that was not the right thing to do.
People are definitely worked up on both sides of this. And a Trump-appointed judge was a guest speaker at Stanford recently. Tell us what happened here, Karen.
Well, he started to talk, and the students just went crazy on him to the point where he couldn't speak at all. And, you know, there was a call for, you know, discipline for the students. The students were not disciplined, though. The assistant dean, who was supportive of the students, was suspended. And, you know, I've taught law school for many, many years, and I have to say this, Bob. When you teach at law school, you're trying to prepare students for the real world. And our world here is, you know, very contentious, very, it's a tough place to be. And you have to understand the arguments on both sides. And you have to listen to the arguments on both sides so you can counter them. And when these students weren't even listening to this judge, who was a distinguished judge, he was conservative, and maybe they didn't agree with his positions, but they should have listened. And certainly when it rises to the level of disrupting a class, that could be a crime. It could be, you know, some sort of, you know, disturbing of the peace. And I think the student should have been punished.
Yeah, I agree with you. In Utah, there is a new law, a social media law that was passed. Tell us about this law and if you think this is coming to other states.
Yeah, this is the most aggressive law that we've seen, and I'm not surprised because of all the problems we're seeing with TikTok. Basically, it says that if you're under 18, you need parental consent to use a certain social media devices, and you have to actually verify your age. So if you're under 18, you have to provide proof that of your age. It also allows parents to access a child's account if they're under 18, and it restricts use of the social media from about 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. So this is pretty aggressive, and you know, obviously it's geared toward getting kids off these devices and not being exposed to some of the harmful content that we know is out there.
Finally, the FTX founder charged with bribery and conspiracy in a new indictment. Fill us in here on these allegations, and how does it change the case against him?
Well, it's pretty astounding. Apparently, China froze some of his assets for some reason or another, and he tried to get them unfrozen the legal way, and then when that didn't work, he paid $40 million to the Chinese government to get them unfrozen. And of course, that violates numerous international laws, and so that is yet another charge. And these are all very serious charges. I mean, what he has already been charged with, given the dollar amount which drives the sentencing here, is just astounding. I mean, he could go to jail for the rest of his life, and I think this is going to put pressure on him to plead guilty, and I just think that this guy is going to go down big time.
More to come on Karen Cotty's Sunday afternoon show here on WGN, 3 until 5 o'clock. Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.